You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I can't stand to see greatness rot before my eyes.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Steiny and Guru, on a Friday. Does anybody do Fridays as well as us?
I think
we try to bring it home, not just for us, but for everybody.
No, we do. We do. If we could just get it sponsored.
For what?
What we do for the cafeteria, you know?
We don't want to let too many people in on our little secret.
Well, we did have a little bit of a sponsorship, and then Steiny took it and ran with it.
Oh.
The $50 a couple days ago?
Hey, by the way,
I have 25. Wait, Evan and I.
Thank you to thank you, Jimmy in Bayview, by the way, for hooking me up the other day.
For sponsoring Just Steiny.
Appreciate it. Yeah, you guys are being load managed, apparently. You can't play every day.
Can you help me?
I'll try.
We're going to get into the dubs. I get it. We have. But what part of my personality has me fixated on this Moore situation in Michigan? Like, I'm disappointed.
What?
I know people are human and they mess up, but he messed up bad.
Apparently, that's the way it looks.
When is life good enough for you not to go do stuff and be greedy? And not that I'm perfect. We know I'm not, but my turtleneck. But you know what I mean? Like, have you? What's the biggest like?
What's Bobby the biggest Petrino mistake I made in my life?
Bobby Petrino had his mistress on his motorcycle. He wrecked.
Well, where was he supposed to have her?
But now he's back. He's back coaching. Mm-hmm. Bobby.
He was officially charged 45 minutes ago, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that. Can you tell me what?
Any heavy thing?
Home invasion.
Oh, my God.
Stalking. Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, it's Saran now. That's a wrap.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really have a lot to add.
But when people messed it. Like,
oh, and assault.
Steiny, your biggest error on this earth as an adult.
I'm not going to go there. That's between me.
Fired?
It's between me and my God.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, right. Buddha.
Nobody knows the worst thing I've done in my life.
All right.
And that's the way it should be.
I got you.
All right, hold on. Let me think. What about you?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, sure.
2001, I was driving under the influence. Driving under the influence. It never happened again. 2001. And I thought to myself, when I had children, what if I'd have gotten a wreck and took somebody's life and wrecked their face? It changed me, Steiny, seriously. So that's the worst thing I've done. And I'm being real and owning it.
Good night.
I'm being nosy now. He's young. Have you ever had that or no?
What?
Driving under influence?
I mean, we've all made mistakes. Let's just put it that way. We're done! And that's, we've all made mistakes, but that's a big one. Not, I mean, like, I don't.
I got you. I paid, yeah.
Yeah. Where's Sean Kemp when you need him?
I thought he still was in trouble, man.
You know, it's funny. You brought up Bobby Petrino.
Dude, that was, man.
And he I was like, just for kicks, I love Bobby Petrino. And Evan goes, you know, we should do a segment on the biggest scoundrels that you give a pass to.
Yeah. Who's on that Mount Rushmore? Well, he's on like, there. What about Patino?
I don't want to go through this. J.R. Smith is my guy.
Well, what'd he do?
Well, he's a nitwit.
No, nothing. Oh, yeah. No,
that's,
trouble with...
That's not
that's dirty. We're that's talking about trouble with the law.
J.R. Smith beat that one guy up outside his car.
Barkley threw a guy through the window and we love him. Stop.
Draymond hit a guy.
Well,
multiple.
They did get trouble. No, Stoney, don't dare. We're talking about people that messed
like Lane Kiffin. I like Lane Kiffin.
But he hasn't done anything, no trouble with the law.
But he leaves everywhere he goes.
That's Stiney, that's a saint.
So wait, it has to be a criminal.
Right. Stuff Like Rick Pitino's back after he had to pay his dues. I won't go through his stuff.
Well, I know one that everyone gives a pass to. Kobe Bryant.
Don't go there with goo. Don't go there with goo.
How
Evan.
Can I'm being
We're on
real.
A Friday and
Evan, that's as real as all outdoors, man.
Thank God you said it.
What can I say? He got up.
Michael Jordan?
What?
Gambling?
No, Stiney, stop.
Oh, that's
brought
right.
95.7 a game brought to you by DraftKings.
Not anymore.
Well, you know what I mean. Any other. Come on. Don't play. I'm just like, man, those guys I think come to mind. He's right, Kobe.
Well, how about a guy like Brett Favre?
Now, what ended up happening with it? Because that was terrible.
Yeah. I don't think people give him a pass anymore.
No, Evan, but he's still able to kind of live his life in a bubble. No doubt. No scrutiny, Stiney. Yeah.
And we don't know what ended up happening with the thing. Like, what
he
did he miss?
Wow. Are you talking about the gym?
Funds. Yeah. No, the misappropriate use of the funds.
He stole money.
Allegedly, see? Anyway.
All right. Hey, let me start out with Jonathan in the city.
Jay.
Get us started on some Warrior talk, and then I got some news for you. Hey, Jonathan, what's up,
hey,
buddy?
Good morning, Matt, and good morning, Guru, and the rest of 95.7, the game crew over there.
Hey.
I just want to say, man, it's a super hard lesson that the Warriors are learning now. You know, they totally blew it. Two high draft picks, number 2 and number 7. Instead of selecting someone who's played and has film, they selected two guys based on potential. One turned out to be a total bust, and the other one, they don't know what to do with him. You know, Kuminga has turned into, you know, like a relative in a house or usually a wife because she drives a pickup truck or a van will just pick up, you know, a furniture along the way. And she gets home, you're like, what are you doing with the furniture? Oh, you know, this is good value, you know, somebody threw it away, but I'll find a use for it to see this is solid wood. Meantime, you know, it's been 3 years and it's still sitting in the garage and nobody knows what to do with it because you don't really need a furniture because you've got furniture already. So that's Jonathan Kuminga, a furniture sitting in the garage for 3 years and nobody knows what to do with him. And I cannot believe what we know now that Steve Kerr says, hey, I'm from the old school. I'm OG. You know, I come from the era where players, hey, we come ready. You know, we played. The training, it already happened. So I can't believe that nobody ran it by Steve Kerr. Like, hey, Steve, man, we're going to draft Wiseman. He could potentially be like a KD. And after that, we're selecting, this Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, he's physical specimen, 6'8". Jump ball, he's got a lot of hops, but he just learned how to play basketball 2 weeks ago. I mean, what happened here, man? This is so weird. This is a situation, and to say that they're stuck between a hard base and a rock, it's kind of like an understatement.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Jonathan.
Wow.
Kuminga's like that old kitchen table.
No, he's young. Kuminga. He's 23, so he's young, though, Jonathan.
I thought of something today. and thought it was, I hadn't heard it before, so I was feeling pretty good about myself. And then Evan did what he does, and he took it to another level, which was even another good thought. How about this, Goo? Do you realize that Monday is a big day in the NBA?
Okay. No, I didn't.
Yeah. Monday's a big day in the NBA. It's when a lot of players can be traded. December 15th. In fact, as of Monday, 90% of the league can be traded.
But Kuminga's not a part of that.
That's correct.
That me.
See ya.
Wow, that's wow. What is that?
What if the trade season gets off to a fast and furious start on December 15th, and just like the summer, when the Warriors didn't and couldn't do anything because of Jonathan Kuminga.
That would be wild.
They have to sit tight
From
December 15th to January 15th, missing out possible deals that could have included it.
That's such a nightmare that the Guru computer just spit out, and I don't know if you and Evan have it, and I know each year is its own entity. Could I ask you how many trades popped off right away last year?
That's a good question.
When this day came and passed us.
Dennis Schroeder.
Damn.
Oh, that's right. He came here. Oh, boy.
Dude. Yeah, that one worked out.
Man. And I still like him. That's bothersome.
It should be.
And what mechanism went into that to where you got to wait 30 days?
Well, it's there's two separate dates on December 15th. Guys can be traded who were July were dealing with stuff. And I don't know, Kuminga's January 15th, first he can be traded.
I'll say this, you got me thinking, and I've been saying it all week. That is, oh my gosh, there's something about my wish list that has, Giannis is on there. Trey Murphy the third.
Stop it.
Only because
he's less gettable than Giannis.
But what if they're really, truly trying to blow it up and, hey, you know what? Hey, Trey, it's been great, but see ya.
Okay.
Let
me guess. Here's when you say you think they'll take Kuminga for him.
Right.
Yeah, sure. They'll take a guy who's established nothing in his career.
I'm ready
for
to attach
a budding star.
I'm ready to attach a pick and another player.
What other player? And stop with Buddy Hield.
No, it's got to be a young player.
Dub Nation, this is Moses Moody.
Like, would you do that?
No! If I'm Pelicans?
Yeah. Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski.
If I'm the Pelicans and Trey Murphy, the Warriors don't have anything that I want.
Damn.
They don't have one player they're
Dub
willing
Nation.
To give
this
up.
Is Quentin Post.
Who's fire?
Who's better than Murphy?
Damn, Stoney, stop,
Dub Nation,
man.
This is Will Richards.
Now, what if it was Will? Kuminga, a pick.
Wait, do you think Will Richard is like, he's turning trades in favor of the Warriors?
I'm just trying to get Trey Murphy to third.
And that's the problem.
Hey, it's Ryan Rollins.
And what if they were trying to shed salary?
Stop, knock it off.
What if they were trying to shed salary?
Who?
The Pelicans, and we could give us something to wear.
Well, then I think they'd probably part with Zion.
Man.
Yeah.
You, my flames are dimmer, but I'm still that guy's on my wish list, man.
By the way, I asked Warrior fans if I was overstating that I think this is kind of the start of something for the Warriors, a stretch of games where we'll get a better look at them. I think some things in the rotation might change. And I said, am I overstating it? Nobody's called, so they know I'm right, the fans.
We do got one call.
But Nick Friedell agrees with me.
Nick
Friedell agrees with me. Hold on. Hold on, Goo.
Wait, I'm waiting. It's not like you've been doing it for 8 years.
Do you think this is yes or no with Friedell? Are you with Friedell here? Because I haven't heard this, but I think I know what he's going to say. Right. And if it is what I think, I didn't know Nick was a partier.
I think the Warriors still are the third best team potentially in the West. Because the only two teams, as I look at in a series, that I feel confident that they would lose to in the West are still the Thunder, and the Nuggets because of Jokic. After that, depending on where they got paired up and depending if they were healthy, I still believe that this team, because of the faith I have still in Steph Curry, even though he's about to turn 38, can make something happen.
I'm going to send him a text during our next break because that's my brother. And Steiny, you know, who signs his checks?
The Athletic.
Well, you're right. But I'm a lover, man. And I'm, who do you have? OKC and who else?
Denver.
Okay, let me add a couple. Lakers, Rockets, Spurs, Minnesota.
Well, we would have beaten Minnesota last year, though, with Steph.
Had he not got hurt, but that's what it is. Hey, Mick, I love it. But come on. And I'll say this to Nikki. It's 25 games. The Warriors could easily be the number two seed, and you could tell me it's only 25 games. That's why. Stoney, we're at eighth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I do. I do.
I'm going to text Nick.
This is what Nick said when I brought up the Kuminga thing on the 15th, et cetera. Question is, are we going to have to keep buckling up?
Although I'd caution everybody who thinks that January 15th, all this is going to finally go away. I don't think that's going to happen. When has the deal ever gone down right on the day it was supposed to? I think this goes all the way up towards the deadline, and then maybe they make a move. Maybe they don't. And maybe Kuminga plays out the rest of the year here because the Warriors just don't like what they're getting back in return. But
like, that's on the table, man. You heard Butch back there, Spadoni. Like, that would be a – I'm asking you.
Yes.
I'm a Kuminga fan, mm-hmm. and I still think we're going to see him tonight. I don't think he's –
I'm almost – hey, Evan, I'm almost getting
frisky.
Ready.
You feeling frisky?
Hold on a sec. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. I just changed my mind when I was doing the legal. I was like, I'm getting ready to bet goo that Kuminga won't play tonight.
Dude.
However.
No Dre.
However, that's one part of it. And the other is, I think he's going to play 14 to start, and then he'll decide on
but last year,
who he's
going
to finish
with.
That was
the theme. Remember? He was like, we're 14, 15 deep. We got off to the good start.
That's what I'm saying. So I think
we've been here
play.
Before as far different players.
I'm talking about if he plays 2 seconds, yeah. I lose the bet.
Yeah, he literally said 2 days ago he's only going to play 11.
Right. But I think he's not that. Yes. But my understanding of that was he's got to figure out who the 11 will be,
so it's
not necessarily 11 a night from this point on.
It's tryouts, like I said last year.
I mean, the fact that Kuminga got DMP CD'd in a game without Steph or Draymond is...
No, that is bad.
That's not good for him.
Like, if Willard
last year, well, during the Minnesota series, Steph didn't play, and he played.
Do you think his True. Success against many, and you guys can be honest, you always are, has anything to do with him playing or not?
I don't.
Evan, you get to, hey, I'm going to text you,
know,
you both
be,
when he
that
checks
would be like
in.
Saying, you know, that would be
who's
like,
gonna, I mean,
that'd be like saying like, no, never mind.
Who's going to check Randall to start? Like, I'm just being serious. With no Dre. This is when you need Dre, well, and we saw what he did with the Grizzly Bear last year.
This is Quinton Post.
Yeah, he's going to try. He's going to need
who's
help.
Who's the Grizzly Bear?
Randall. He was a Grizzly Bear to Dre last year.
It'll probably be Jimmy. To start.
Yeah. Kuminga. He's playing tonight. Make that bet, babe. Think about it.
Okay, 415, you've said it 9 times. I'll repeat it. On the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, he wants to know if Draymond's personal reasons are Julius Randle.
I said the Julius Randle.
That's because I got to give him credit, yeah, though, 415.
Dude, Dre, where you at? I wanted him back tonight.
No.
And then we got Portland. We owe them. They losing to any and everybody, Portland.
They are.
Yeah. Except the Warriors.
Dude, 2-0.
They own the Warriors. All right, this is what Evan was talking about with the rotation with Kuminga.
Right now, Kuminga is out of the rotation unless something dramatic shifts tomorrow and over the weekend. Kerr, guys, was as open about the situation as I've heard him all year last night. And he was on with Willard and Dibbs, and I think that started the conversation. And Steve said, look, he's got to – just handle what is going on right now. I think he has. I think he knows the current situation, that it could change if somebody gets hurt. And I think it's in the best interest of the Warriors and Kuminga if everybody stays on the same page for now. We'll see what happens January 15th.
All right. Can I put a rat on the table?
Go ahead. Brought to you by Echo.
Now, after hearing Nick, I am ready to bet now.
That he won't play.
That he won't play.
I'm here. Whether the Diz is going to be like, Goo, don't do it. He's playing tonight.
Listen to this. This is why I'm saying this. Steph Curry. Oh, boy. God.
What happened?
He's not the only one who's out, but he is out of the rotation.
Correct. Hold on. Oh, man. Okay. I'm flustered.
Yeah, I'm lost. Okay. I'm flustered. Tell me what I can do.
Because Steph Curry said something that I wanted to repeat, and of course now I can't find it. But it was interesting, and it was about Jonathan Kuminga.
Oh, you gotta find.
I will. Yeah. I will. In the meantime, let me play this. This is Friedel also agreeing with me that Guru, the schedule lightening up.
The schedule is breaking their way. They've got a lot of easier games on the horizon here. If you look at the back half of this month after that trip east, guys, they have a ton of home games coming. They have time to get healthy. They have time to set their rotations. They have time to figure out whatever the hell is going to happen with Kuminga or any other move. They have time to bring things together. So as far as stretches go, I think we're about to enter one of the single biggest ones of the whole season for the Warriors.
All right. So the Warriors' next 20 games, 14 are at Chase Center.
Okay.
And in January, they have an 8-game homestand.
That's big.
So, you know, what? Right now they're 13-12. Can they get to, you know, 26-17?
But that homestand I don't like starts with OKC.
That'd be 13-7 over 20 games. That would get them to 26-29. I think you'd take that if you could, if you're the Warriors. Yeah. As it relates to Jonathan Kuminga, here's why I would say he's not playing tonight. Because I think he might be officially a problem. So listen to Steph Curry.
Man, I'm all ears.
Steph Curry was talking about Jonathan Kuminga, and he hasn't talked about Kuminga because he's been hurt. And Steph Curry said the following. The hardest part, whether it's going well or whether it's not, is not losing your spirit. That's been JK's challenge as a young player. Things change so quickly, and there are all these declarations about who he is as a player and does he fit and all that type of stuff. We still have hopes that it'll impact our team this year, but it's just an idea. You can't lose your spirit when things aren't going your way because you're always a game or two away from it coming right back to you. And if you've checked out or if you're still not engaged in the learning process, then you may miss your moment on the back end. So it's a back and forth, and it's the responsibility of both sides. As a team, it's our job to support him, etc.
That wasn't cryptic to me.
No, he's checked out. That's what I've heard. I've heard that he is checked out. He's lost his spirit.
But he sounds like Steph saying he's checked out before too and got it back.
I don't know. Maybe.
And I like the part where he ended where both parties involved, meaning the team, you know. And that's just words, wordplay. But I don't know. Why did I find that enduring? Like, he knows what it is, and you're right. He probably is checked out. You need to get checked back in because you got a whole long time before the 15th of January is upon us.
But that's what I'm thinking, though, right now, is if Curry's saying, the challenge, you can't lose his spirit, and, you can't check out, that tells me he has. Or he wouldn't even be talking like that. But here's the difference with Kuminga now and Kuminga in the past. It seems like they've got players ahead of him now they want to play. So I'm not convinced. I mean, I'm not convinced he's going to get back into the rotation anytime soon. He might, but
you got to 2 o'clock to make the bet.
I don't know. Right. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Draymond not there, Horford not there. I probably won't make the bet.
That's what I was leaning on, man.
But isn't that pretty sad in and of itself? That's what needs to happen. for this kid to get on the court. Yeah. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. And we're going to talk some more Warriors on the other side. They play the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight at Chase. And that segment was brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Hey, covering Bay Area sports for years, I've seen athletes go through it all. The highs, the lows, and the pain that comes with getting knocked down. But when it's not just a game, and when you're the one injured, or when tragedy strikes someone you love, that's when Beam Law comes in. Beam Law is the Bay Area's go-to personal injury law firm. And whether it's a car accident, a serious injury, or a wrongful death, they are there to shoulder the legal burden so you can focus on rebuilding, recovery, and taking care of your family. Beam Law is local, and they win with millions recovered for clients across the region. That's why SF Weekly has voted them best of the Bay 4 times. So if you've been hurt or lost someone because of someone else's negligence, call Beam Law at 415-523-5555. That's 415-523-5555. Or visit hurtinthebay.com. That's hurtinthebay.com, because it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. Beam Law, they've got your back, Bay Area.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Area.
Everyone has a personal agenda.
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced?
Hey, it's Ryan Rollins with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. Appreciate that.
I'm a little down.
Why, Goo?
Because Norm has this phrase, you got to be the smartest, dumbest dude I know for admitting that you got that transgression in 2000. I'm just being honest. We're family.
Wait.
Yeah, he's listening, and
wait,
I said,
did you, so you got a DUI?
Yeah, back in 2000.
Oh.
Well, now what?
I actually thought you were driving impaired, got away with it, and was like, never.
Well,
again.
No.
All right, yeah.
Now you're judging me.
No.
Oh, my. Let's move on. Yeah.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking about tonight? So, I don't know if you know this. Al Horford's not playing tonight.
If you, that is hilarious.
Al Horford and Draymond aren't playing tonight. And so this is what I was just thinking, because we're at this funky point of the season.
Right.
I'll bet you nobody can guess what the starting lineup's going
to
be tonight.
I gave it to you. And it's pretty easy if you follow the tea leaves.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah, Spence.
Oh,
Evan.
Okay.
Give me the plus if you agree and to when you don't.
You know, the buzz. He likes the...
Don't tell me what I like.
Oh,
Spencer.
He's not going to start tonight.
You think Pat's not starting?
All I know is...
Okay, you said buzzer.
He's in his part.
Steph. Jimmy. Quentin Post. And that's my five.
There's one more you need.
I had Spencer. I'm not backing
Spencer,
off of
Curry,
it.
Butler, Post.
Yeah, you have four right
one
now.
One more. I can give you some ideas.
No, it ain't Kuminga.
Moody.
I'm just a brain fart right
so
now.
So you got Spencer and Curry in the backcourt.
Okay, got you. Jimmy.
Post at center.
Yeah, Jimmy Post.
Butler at small power forward.
I'm going Pods.
Pods.
I'm going Pods.
Okay. Pods. Evan?
All right, I got Curry, Richard, Heald,
I forgot.
Butler, Post.
I lost. Good call. I'm lost. I've just totally just brain farted.
888-957-9570. I'm giving you, I'm going to give away a prize on Monday if somebody gets it right.
That $50?
No, you know what? Hey,
yeah,
you know what I do have?
So, yeah, 25.
12, first of all, you know,
that was for this show.
Yeah, $12.50 a piece, tops. That's what you're getting. I know what I'll give away, and I'm serious. I said we have one laying around our house, and guys like this apparently. I got one of those Buddy Hield Jimmy Butler bobbleheads.
Oh, that's dope.
So if somebody calls in and gets the right starting lineup, I'll give it to them on Monday.
I ain't mad at you. Somebody will want
888-957-9570. All right. So Evan's got
Richard.
Curry, Richard.
I messed up.
Heald, Butler, Post.
Well, I'm mad at that.
I'm going with Pods, Curry,
Jimmy,
Spencer.
Well, look at him.
Hold on. No, that's not who I have. I'm sorry. Okay, this is the one I got. Pods.
Anytime.
Curry, Richard, Butler, Post. That's who I got. So I got nobody healed in my starting lineup.
Right.
Evan, you don't have Pods in yours.
I don't.
He has Buddy.
Yeah.
I don't know if Buddy's starting.
He has been.
I miss Richard. That's why the exercise. I just want to move on. Like, he's starting.
Well, he.
I don't have.
Yeah, he starts. Yeah. I don't know. He may not. I mean, he hasn't.
He has not started in a while. Like, that's his spot. You know what I mean?
I actually, so he's been, like, yeah. Richard's got 10 starts in a row.
Man.
I didn't realize that.
He's been a little fixture.
I mean, they changed their.
It doesn't play the most minutes,
right. Yeah,
but he starts pretty consistently.
Okay, well, I got him. I got him in mine.
But the essence of the true bet was, is JK going to get off his keister?
That was a secondary bet.
Nah, that was the first one.
Yeah.
Well, you can have one with the listeners. If you want to take it, you got to 159.
They
need him.
Yeah, 9925. I got Al Horford's not going to play tonight.
Dude, you got to retire.
Shocker.
That.
We got guys sitting out again. All right.
And for you to just be, what did you call it? It hurt me a couple weeks ago when you said I was mad. And you go, that's fake. What did you call it?
Fake outrage.
I shrivel up when I hear that. Anyway, because that does exist. I don't exhibit it. But all week long, you've yelled and screamed at Evan and I. And all you really, truly, I don't know if you know, for 5 days this week have been fixated. And this morning, same thing.
Mm.
You can't stop talking about Kuminga.
Kuminga?
You act like you don't want to hear it.
Okay.
Everything is, I come in this morning.
Okay.
Evan's not this.
Okay.
Just Kuminga. Like, I get it. Nothing's wrong. But you are truly, and my mother, God rest her soul, Daisy Mae Johnson, looking down on us, she says, son, what you confess is what you possess. So what you say you hate, you like. And so you were, oh, I want to hear his name, but
there's no chance that I bring up Kuminga more than you. I love Kuminga.
Well, that's a different story. Okay. But this week, you put the stop sign. I don't want to hear his name.
That's right. I know.
I went in the restroom and you're like, Guru, what? Kuminga. I'm like, what's going on? You can't stop talking about him.
No.
Yeah.
Want a bet? I'll tell you what. I'll make a bet with you. First guy who mentions his name, Evan included, loses the bet.
I can
any yeah, reference to not, Kuminga. Yeah, and you know what? Callers, if you call in for Kuminga, you're banned.
I don't think you can do it.
Of course, Stoney. I can do it.
Hey, he's got a Evan is incredible. A Kuminga jar.
Oh, nice.
The afternoon Willard and Diaz.
I'm gonna put that right in front of the
sensation.
No,
glass.
No.
it will be broke in 2 minutes. That
so we
is
got
great.
A Kuminga swear jar.
Yeah, I put something in there now.
That's where you put all the right. 50 bucks in.
Okay.
Well, you owe us $12.50 a piece.
You know what? You're not getting it.
I'm getting it.
You want to bet? Seriously, do you want to bet that I will not give you $12.50? Because I won't.
But what you're missing is, do you think I'm not capable of taking it?
Yeah, right.
Study out how you're the trash.
You have no idea.
I really would.
You've never seen me scrap.
Oh,
first
boy.
Of all, I'll hit you when you're not looking.
But that's I'm going to be looking because I'm coming for my $12.50.
No.
It's not if you could stop.
I'd have one of those WWE, I'd chair you over the head.
There are some days I'm at the gym doing bench press, not Evan, you. I'm like, Stoney would really, man, he'd be impressed if he saw his boy. Anyway.
There's a couple trades that are out on ESPN, but this is Jake Fisher. He works with Mark Stein on Substack, covers the NBA. He was talking about what the Warriors may be thinking.
The only player I think in the league that Golden State would be willing to move Draymond Green for would be Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's the only player. Between him and Jonathan Kuminga and Brandon Pajemski, all of a sudden, Golden State probably does have an intriguing package if you're Milwaukee. But I don't think that they are going to be pushing Draymond's salary onto the table or Jimmy Butler's salary for anyone short of him. I don't think they are. I saw in the comment, I don't think they're making Larry Markkanen move either. You know, his contract is so big and that would require you parting ways with Draymond. And I just think Golden State values him too much and they would not part ways with Draymond Green unless it was for Giannis. And that's really it.
Well, you've got to be kidding me.
That's your boy.
You've got to be kidding me.
I'm just shocked that you're shocked.
I don't believe that.
Okay. Right.
I just do not believe that the Warriors would not move Draymond Green for anyone else under the sun except Giannis.
But how many years of watching the same television show would make you surprised? That's what's throwing
maybe
me
because
off.
Nobody wants Draymond because everybody
well, yeah,
knows
there's
Draymond.
There's a team right here that he's on that loves him. And well, that's all that matters. Like, and Jake, you know, regardless if he's right or wrong, the team,
do you,
they
okay,
cover
let me
him,
ask
man.
You that. What, like, just real quick.
I would do it in a second.
No, forget Giannis. Are you, if you're Mike Dunleavy, would you let it be known, yeah, we're probably most definitely not going to include Draymond Green in any trade unless it's for Giannis.
I give you that. I give you that.
And you know what?
I give
if
you
that's
that.
The way they
you can
view...
turn your cards over and let everybody see them, then if that's the case.
If that's the way they view Draymond...
But would you... I guess the million-dollar question is, are you surprised if that's how they did view him? Because I'm not.
Yes. Do you realize how much... So, like, you mentioned Anthony Davis. I'm not crazy about Anthony Davis.
I am.
But if... So you wouldn't give up Draymond Green?
In a Texas second.
Yes, exactly.
And I think,
and
they
I think the Warriors
think
about, would
okay,
too.
All right. I got you.
But
Steph has a way of manifesting or coming out, just like allegedly Markkanen was off limits or the Warriors wouldn't put in pods. Remember, that wasn't true.
Has anybody stopped to think that one of the reasons the Warriors haven't traded Draymond or probably won't trade Draymond is because nobody wants him?
Most teams
don't want Draymond Green because he doesn't fit most teams. There's probably about four teams that would be interested in him. You're not going to move him to those four teams just because they're not Giannis? But I mean, that's,
yeah.
There's no way that's true. I can't believe it. That's one of those things where it's like, if Draymond Green is untouchable, it's like,
well,
you deserve everything you get from this point on.
And I don't want to hate on Dre, and you're saying how
No, hold on, this has nothing to do with me hating him.
No, I was about
So now we got two players we can't trade?
Well,
how are we getting better?
And the reason I said that is because I'm setting it up for this. How are you so flabbergasted when the guy hit a teammate and did get punished? So that'll never be erased from my memory, but that's a starting point of what else do you need to see to get to the answer of, you know what, most likely the answer is yes, Donnie.
Well, I think
he's untouchable.
Well, one of the reasons he's untouchable is because nobody's going to give up much for Draymond Green because every general manager in the league
knows that. But if Giannis was at the end of that, then we would really find out what it is.
Who else is out there? So if you could get Ja Morant, but it included Draymond Green, you'd say no? I that's crazy to me. If you could get Trae Young, but they want Draymond Green, you'd say no?
Well, I got to say
I'm not
this.
Crazy about either of those guys, but like at some point you've got to give up something. But my bigger point, Goo, is I'm not convinced one of the reasons they haven't traded him is because there's no value for him outside the Warriors.
All right, and I hear you.
Like, I'm not saying the Lakers might not want him or some team that's right there on the cusp of competing.
And that, because that's where he would be super duper valuable. But I think what you're omitting, and I mean this, is the Steph Curry factor. I mean, that's his guy. And Steph is God to this organization. He is the Golden State Warriors. He built this dynasty. That's his dude. And if they know that that's his dude, that carries major weight. And to me, that's why when you bring up Dre, yeah, you're bringing up DG, and he's destined for the Hall of Fame. And hey, I get it. He's a big part. But the fact that Steph is his guy, that's just something as invaluable, Stoney. And why I think he's Elliott and that's untouchable.
Okay. Shame on the Warriors then. Seriously.
It's a theory I have.
Shame on the Warriors for...
But we've never heard, real quick, we've
shame
never
on
heard
the Warriors
anything
for,
about that, though.
Yeah, shame on the Warriors Dre. For not examining every possible way. Like, you know, when they're like, okay, here's what I'm saying. They don't want to move Draymond? Well, then, you know what? Don't ever say you've done your due diligence.
Well, that was
don't ever say it. Because you haven't.
Let me ask you this.
Fact.
Do you think they moved Dre if that was contingent on them getting Jimmy? Like, I know it wasn't, but if there were a way and that's what the deal was held up, they wanted Draymond Green, do you think the Warriors would have said, yeah?
That's a great question. I know if I were the Warriors, I still would have done the deal for Butler involving Draymond
Green. So would I. But I don't think they would have.
You might be right. You might be right. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Warriors play the Timberwolves
Thank
tonight.
Thank God we got a Warrior game. Damn, two. When I see you, we'll have two games to react to and a Niner game.
And listen, three. I know we've been over this a million times, but I got to tell you, when you say, well, the chef wants Draymond, so Draymond can't go anywhere.
It's corporate one.
I don't know. That rankles the S out of me.
I got it. I got you.
It really does. Because, again,
you don't like that.
So you're basically like, I'll give Draymond credit. He's still a good player. Well, you're not going to get a good player unless you give up a good player. Mm. Nobody wants Kuminga.
Well.
Nobody wants Kuminga.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW.
This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I don't think Giannis has been this realistic to the Warriors since we've been talking about him back in 2018. So if that day does come and we do find out, you know, that it's contingent on them parting with Dre, I really do wonder if what I believe to be true, if somehow the chef would say, this is where we just crossed the road. You know what I mean? This is where we part ways. Because they would go to Steph and ask him, us getting Giannis is going to cost you Dre. What you think? Seriously, like, yeah, tell me if I'm dreaming.
Okay,
that.
And then if Steph goes, nope, got to keep Draymond, then what do you do?
No, I think Dre's at a point in his career to where he probably would understand it. I could hear him on his pod saying, hey, I get it. Like, that's how much I respect Dre. Like,
I need to be crystal clear. Because people don't get it. I'm not saying the Warriors should trade Draymond Green, and I'm not saying they should trade Steph Curry. But when you say, we will never trade them, then you are leaving opportunity on the table. You may not want it, but you're leaving it on the table.
It's poker.
So yesterday, how about this one? Throw you guys yesterday, and both you guys were like, no.
I was at the gym.
You guys both were like, no, and I'm like, really?
Yeah, no, this one.
Hold on, let me get it.
Yeah, but I was doing the bench press.
And I'm not, this is what you guys don't understand. When I do this, I'm not saying, oh, they got to do this, but I'm gauging where we're at with how people feel about guys. Okay, so I said to you guys, did I send it to? I sent it to the whole group.
Yeah,
Guru, help me. Help me.
I hate your reading it, but go ahead, Evan. I had four hours of you. Too much.
I know. Sorry.
All right, you got it.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I missed this. I think this was 2 minutes ago. Stani, you have to put a buck in the jar.
There it is.
I said this.
You owe a dollar.
I said this.
Hey,
shut up! I'm putting it in.
That's my man.
Tone.
At least I got money in my wallet. Yeah, that's right.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, you don't even... Don't worry about who I'm talking to.
Big Buck Goo? Ha ha!
So, now...
Hey, watch your tone. People don't know the show.
I don't care.
I'll come over there and choke you.
Tune in somewhere else.
I'll do a free will on you.
You'll do nothing. And I'll do a Byron Houston on you. Please. Okay. I said, what if the Knicks...
Yeah.
Called the Warriors today and said, we want Steph Curry right now. We think if we get him right now,
we
can win a title.
Right.
Okay. Clearly, we'll give you Brunson. We'll give you Brunson. In fact, we'll give you Brunson and Kat, Brunson and Anunoby, or Brunson and Mikal Bridges, because we think if we have Steph and two of those three, we can win a title.
I wouldn't. It's bigger.
Brunson and Mikal Bridges.
It's attractive, but I'm not breaking up Steph. Okay. And what he's meant to the Bay Area for that.
Okay.
And I love me some Brunson and Ananobi and stuff. You got to understand there's other stuff at play here.
The like what?
The symbolism and what the Steph
can win a title. He ain't doing it here.
All right, let's do it. Let's do this. Do you think he would be intrigued?
Yes, I do.
You really do.
Whether he would or he wouldn't, what does that accomplish for the Warriors? That doesn't get them closer to a title.
Well, it would be. That's why I said that. No,
Brunson's
Steph would have to,
30. Mikal Bridges is 30. Carl Anthony Towns is 30.
Well, Steph would have to go to the front office.
That's three guys all in their prime.
Yeah, but that it ain't popping off unless Steph tells the Warriors, I can't do it here. Okay. Can you do right by me?
The whole point of trading him would be, if we're really going to go down this road, would be to reset everything. No? Well, it's not to get players in their prime.
But Joe Lacob doesn't want to do a rebuild.
He's going to the Laker model?
No. Like he'll probably want to get players in here that can play right away if they.
But that's worst case scenario. You don't want the shift to ever.
So the Warriors are worse if they trade Steph for Brunson and Mikal Bridges, just hypothetically.
You're no closer.
Yeah, and I'm looking at everything that comes with the branding and the what. Like you don't want to upset the fan base, and Steph leaving. I mean, that's already like death in itself. So. The only reason I brought up my scenario was that's how it would have to pop off. And the chef would say, hey, if this is really true, we're not going to get it done here. We got to part ways.
Okay.
And I don't expect that happening, even if they win 25 games. But he did say in summer, things change quickly in this league. Remember, we ran with that.
Okay. Just wondering. Just throwing that out there.
Would you do that?
I might.
Would you do that? Like, how does that? No, I'm serious. Like, how does that help you?
I would get it. If I could get a pick or two, I'd probably do it. Yes. But I'd need them to throw in a pick or two, the unprotected. But they probably don't have them.
But you're heartless.
You're right. I am heartless.
But that doesn't help you get closer to a title, which is the whole point of it.
Okay. In your mind, it doesn't help you get you closer to a title. But it might. Like, Mikal Bridges isn't terrible at all. Like, he's good. They need wings. They need players. They would give up Steph, but they'd get two bona fide players.
The Knicks got bounced in the second round of the East with four of those guys. How is Brunson, how is half of them going to help get you closer in the West?
Well, I think Brunson and Mikal Bridges would make you better. And here's the other thing. Even if I thought they would make them three games better, clearly, that's not enough for you guys.
I want to be better.
Okay,
way without the chef,
and that's fine.
Three games or whatever.
No, I'm dead serious. I just want to. Okay,
he's untouchable, Stein.
Okay,
I get it.
All right,
like there's no scenario you could give me that's worth saying night night to the chef and him down another uniform. Right. And I'm not by myself, and I'm sure
so you wouldn't trade him. Like
I give it to
him. You wouldn't trade him for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Now we're playing fantasy basketball.
That's right. That is what we're playing. But I do want to find out, but that's kind of my point. I'm not saying if you don't want to trade Steph, you're wrong, or if you don't want to trade Draymond, you're wrong, because that's the way the Warriors are playing this. However, I just don't know what's out there if you're not willing to take a big chance right now.
Well,
or a chance, let's say.
The mantra right now was everything for Steph, not everything including Steph. So the title of the jam is how will you get better around him?
Okay. So if the Knicks called for Steph, you just hang up. If anybody called for Steph, you would just hang up.
I swear.
Okay.
Now tell me if the season's just falling off and we look like we're not going to make it.
We're a month from now. And we're
I'm going to stay true.
18 and 24.
Dude's everything, man.
Okay. Yeah.
And you know I'm not by myself with that.
No, I know you're not.
And I think the organization's thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
Wouldn't the whole point to be to try to find the SGA trade? The one that the OKC Thunder made with the Clippers?
That would be, yes, that would
be
ideal.
So you'd
be
looking at players under the age of 25.
But nobody would do that. Nobody would trade Steph for five unprotected firsts.
What? Wait, what?
If Steph Curry were the big boy going out in the Warriors.
If someone thought that they could win a championship with Curry, I think someone would be willing to give up a lot.
I'm looking at it the other way. If the Warriors, if the team wants Curry, they're going to have to give the Warriors multiple.
Yes.
And I don't think the Warriors would be interested in that, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I think if there was a player, like in your hypothetical world, if they're 18 and 24 and he says, I want out of here.
Okay. That's different.
Then why would the Warriors say no to that?
No. What I'm saying is if Curry's involved in a trade, you're going to be the team that did what the Thunder did. They're going to pay the price and grow over 3 years, let's say. I don't know who the player coming back is for Steph, but what I'm saying is I don't think they want to do that. Like, I don't think the Warriors want to do the Oklahoma City model, even if they could.
But what's this model we have now? Operation Play-In?
That's fair point. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. The kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings starts at 11 a.m. live from Laughing Monk Studio. Actually, it's the brewery, ladies and gentlemen. We're in the studio. The brewery's in Sunnyvale. That's where the party is. All early games are going to be on. Great food, great drinks, great games in the parking lot, as well as your chance to win a pair of tickets to the game. So come on out. And if you're going to the game, you know we have that free shuttle for you from Laughing Monk to the stadium. Free shuttle. Sign up at 957thegame.com. First come, first served. So go to 957 The Game right now.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.